It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting hot on our WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Stunners Who Can't Stop Thinking About Simon Zeebo. Fifi _ White Range Rover broke the news that he was coming back to Munster during the week, posting an Instagram video where she repeats, "Anyone know where I can get a divorce?" in a loop, wearing an 8 grand boyfriend jacket. Hashtag very now. Hashtag where did you get it? Hashtag bitch like. Kleena _ Incredible Ankles tagged Simon in a TikTok video of her walking down the marina saying, "I'm totes polyamorous." Unfortunately, she also tagged her husband Ken by mistake. And didn't he move back in with one of their two au pairs? I'm actually getting fierce anxious about it. Like, is there any chance that Simon Zeebo might decide to live in Limerick? Jenny, Douglas Road.
It's a worry, all right. I still cry myself to sleep at night thinking about Cillian Murphy buying a place in Dublin when he should be living down here in Cork. I rang the posh cousin there and said, "What would the Limerick crowd be saying if Zeebo chose to live up there?" She said, "Who knows? They talk like they have their head in a bucket of water." Hashtag Limerick accent.
Mayor, what's the story with getting someone else to run the country? I'm not being funny now, lad, but every time I sees that Stephen Donnelly lad on the news, I turns to the old Al and I says, "Come here, you sure your life insurance is up to date, girl? Sorry no, but this government would have trouble sorting you up for a chicken fillet roll in a motorway service station. Never mind a jab at the vaccine." People say to me, "Calm down with the anti-establishment line there, don't you? Isn't the Taoiseach one of our own?" Which is 12 fake news. He's only a Southsider. And no offence to Sinn Féin, I'd rather move to Waterford than join the United Ireland with all the trouble in Belfast. Do you know that kind of way? And as for the Greens, I can't vote for them either. I hate avocados. I was only saying to Budgie, the only thing that's worked in Ireland for the past year has been home delivery services. So, like, is there any way we could get DHL or maybe Deliveroo to run the country? Don't you know any? Blackpool.
I rang a well-known delivery company there and asked if they'd like to run the country in the coming days. The woman said yes, but she couldn't give me an exact time and the driver wasn't answering his phone. Hashtag say it was a bot.
Hello, old stock. Or should I say, all right, mate. Considering the number of times myself and Hoggy took his chopper over to London this week for a couple of Swifties after dinner. Now, don't worry. Hoggy has his own helicopter pilot, Derek, and Derek stayed on the Lag of Shandy. Jesus, singing out to the three of us on the way back. It was like that time in Prez when we went on a school tour to the Seychelles. Anyway, didn't I get a tip-off from a friendly guard that there are rumblings in Ballinlough over the helicopter noise late at night? Because, as I'm sure you know yourself, Audrey, that part of Cork is wall-to-wall with begrudgers. Now, I hope I don't sound like a member of an out-of-touch elite when I say this country is plain banjaxed if whale generators like myself and Hoggy can't fly 800 kilometres for a few pints of village idiot. Do you think we could appease the begrudgers with a competition to bring one lucky member of the lower orders with us next week? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
My cousin is big into his craft beers. We call him Fart and Frank. They're very gassy, aren't they? I said, what could be better than a pint with two guys from Prez? He said, a pint with one guy from Prez. Hashtag hilarious.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bella Desmond. The lifting of travel restrictions on Monday is a fucking blight on our lives here on the Cork and Kerry border. Tis grand for ye Lutheramons inside in Cork City because ye're more than 20 kilometres from any other county, so ye don't have to put up with slack-jawed bugmen wandering over the border from places like Waterford and Tipperary. No such luck for the good folk in North Cork who have to put up with the Kerry crowd driving across for a gawk at Cork in an Opel Corsa that's held together by a piece of twine. I understand now how the people of West Berlin must have felt when the wall came down in 1989 and they noticed the pong with all the traffic across Checkpoint Charlie. If anyone asks what Kerry people smell like, tell them it's a curious mix of bacon panini and Lynx Africa. So, like, I don't want to come across as a total bitch, but is there anything to be said for handing deodorant to the Kerry crowd at the county bounds? Rosaline, Ballet Desmond.
My friend has a boutique in Killarney called Dress and Schwanky. The locals stay clear because it's too avant-garde. I asked her, what would you say to a Cork person handing out deodorant at the county bounds? She said, give me a second one there. I'll sell it to the Clorgan crowd when I get home. Hashtag always hustling.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.